This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
The Score Midday Show, 10 to 2 on 670 The Score.
I mean, well, there is no best case. If they win out of the play-in, they're going to get destroyed by Cleveland. That's one on the ledger of the side of those who said, why not chase Cooper Flag, right?
Because
this is fun, and I'm you can hear I'm excited because it was a fun game last night, great trip, fun basketball to watch. But what are we doing here? I mean, they're not going to beat Cleveland, right?
So true.
Love it. That's kind of the reality. But, you know, I mean, if they win two play-in games and make the playoffs, Arturis and the organization believe that's organizational development, too, for these young players. So let's see where it goes.
That was Casey Johnson on with the morning show, Mully and Haw. He had a lot to say when he was on with him, talking about the restrictions on, for example, Coby White's contract, what he had to say about just the Bulls from here on out. Marshall, I think I heard a little bit of what you like to say about their fate after this play-in game that the Bulls seem to be hurtling toward.
Listen, if they can get to the 8 seed, there's a chance that they can alter that future because then they can play a one-game playoff against presumably the Atlanta Hawks. And if they win that game on the road, where they have a winning record, by the way, away from United Center.
Now 19-18 after that win over Denver.
Then they can just head to Atlanta, get a win, proceed to Boston, and lay at the altar of the Boston Celtics instead of the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Those options don't sound great.
Well, no, but you have options, is my point. People make it sound like all they can do is ascend and then have to play the Cavaliers. No, you can play the Celtics instead, the reigning world champions.
That sounds fun.
It would be fun. You know why it'd be fun? Because it would give us something to talk about. If they get swept, okay. If it's a gentleman sweep, and I think you could look at that series. I'm way ahead of myself, by the way, by talking about the Bulls in the playoffs.
It's okay. We're already to that point where you just have to accept the fact that they're likely going to get there.
And that's my point. If they get there and they find a way to win two games in a seven-game series with this team against the Celtics or the Cavaliers, I think that is a fine job done by Billy Donovan and the Bulls. And let me tell you something, Layla. If they win tomorrow night against the Lakers at home, hey, Billy Donovan, how you feel about being coach of the month in the Eastern Conference? We're inching closer and closer to that reality.
Well, you know how I feel about it. I've always argued Billy Donovan coach of the year. You know, that's how I've tried to make sense of all of this, because otherwise, how does it make sense? And that's a concern for me as well. So I feel like that is something that that can be brought up in a way that makes it all kind of make sense. Now, the reason we talk about this right now is because the Bulls are off today. They play host to the Lakers tomorrow. That's at home at the United Center. But Billy Donovan was on this morning with Mully and Haw. And as we're trying to figure out the meaning of what the Bulls are doing right now, Billy actually offered his view on why he wants this to be happening with them winning in a draft where they got control of their pick.
And I know a lot of people have a lot of different opinions of what we should or shouldn't do, you know, as it relates to the draft, free agency. I get that. But there's something really, really powerful in players that are younger. At some point in their career, they've got to impact winning. And even though, you know, where we're at right now as a team, you know, we're in the play-in, but we're still kind of at the bottom, you know, of the Eastern Conference. But the reality is we have a chance to play meaningful games, and that's going to help Modus. It's not just like, hey, the regular season's over with, we're not playing for anything, let's just roll him out there for 35 minutes and just see what the guy can do. And now what happens is the focus gets taken off the result of winning. Now, I think the results of winning are a byproduct of the things that you do for 48 minutes. And you've got to understand every possession's important. Paying attention to scouting reports are important. You know, the game plan discipline is important. So I think the one thing we've tried to do all season long is to make the point that all these games are important. And let's see what this group can do if we're fortunate enough after April 13th to be in a situation that we're playing after the regular season's over with. Those things are meaningful. That really, really plays a major factor, I think, in player development. And it also puts these guys in situations that they haven't been in before. And I think when you take the focus off of winning, you miss, I think, a big point of what's going to happen in the future. At some point, these guys are going to be put into a situation where now winning becomes important. You want to make a run. And if they don't play in these meaningful games, I think it hurts their development. So what we've tried to do as a team, to your point of whatever the perception is of what or how the season should go, we in the locker room have kept it on, let's see how good we can be as a team. Let's go all in to become as good as we can be. And then whenever the season's finished up, hopefully it's something we can build upon going into the next season.
How do you feel when you hear that? Because I think the first thing I think of, Marshall, is that Billy Donovan is pointing out, in his own way, his job is to still win games. His job is to still develop the talent that's on the team. As to whether or not the front office makes decisions that steer them in the direction of getting a better draft pick in the offseason, that's on the front office more than it is on Donovan.
So I agree with you in this. Billy Donovan is going to try to win with whatever players he has. Players don't tank. Coaches don't tank. Front offices tank. And I warned anybody who would listen to me at the trade deadline that the caliber of players they were getting back when they made the trade of Zach LaVine, and when they got Trey Jones and Zach Collins and Kevin Huerter, when they got those guys, I said, those guys can actually play basketball. And because of what I had seen from Coby White last year with no Zach LaVine in the picture, I could foresee a world in which the Bulls would make a push. And then looking around at the other teams that at that point were around and underneath the Bulls in the Eastern Conference standings, I said, I wouldn't be surprised if they just hold pat at this number 10 spot. In fact, they have gotten even better. They're at the 9 spot and have a chance to climb even higher. Here's what I'll say to all of this. You heard Billy Donovan. He is an enabler of AK, Arturis Karnišovas, and his idea that they can both, you know, put themselves in a position to get a good draft pick, but also develop the players they have and push for a spot in the postseason, whether it's play-in or whether it's play-off. And there's levels to that because we've seen the Bulls in the play-in not necessarily pay off in the last couple of seasons. But Billy Donovan is an enabler because he's going to have AK believing in that vision because he's going to make the Bulls better. And now they are on a treadmill. They are stuck in purgatory. But here's the good news. Coby White has developed beyond, I think, any of our expectations. And that's coming off a year in which he showed how much he can improve season over season a year ago when he was in the front run. He was one of the front runners to be the most improved player of the year in the NBA. Can't win that this year, but I would argue, even though the stats are similar, he has taken even another step forward in his style of play to get the Bulls where they are now. And now it's a matter of looking at Josh Giddey and Coby White and Modest Bouzelis and understanding these can be three of those 9 to 10 players that AK talked about when he said maybe not superstars, but very good players. And it also allows him, and this is where I struggle, it allows him the possibility that he can have some latitude to say, we're going to do this and we're going to do that and we're going to make our overall roster better by maybe moving one of those players or be in position to get a superstar at some point. My issue right now is I don't know that I trust AK to be able to do that delving out.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
We know a few things about the Bulls based on practice, not necessarily statements. We know that Billy Donovan pushed back against people saying he didn't want to be part of a rebuild. Although in coaching his team, he is coaching it out of a rebuild. I don't know if that was intentional, but that's one way to work around it, right? That's one way to get past it. Another thing is that we know that the Bulls front office seems to value players perhaps more than draft picks. I push back when people say that they don't value second round picks because I don't think that a guy who, one of his career highlights in AK, drafting Jokic in the second round would ever be considered a guy who says, I don't like the second round picks or I don't value them. But you see how they take players that we thought could have been flipped in that three-team deal with the Spurs and the Kings, and instead they kept them. Now we're seeing what's happening. Kevin Huerter has become this regular presence now for the team in a starting lineup, at least, you know, while they're still dealing with some injuries. But the way this has come together, and when you hear Billy talk about it, I understand why he says, I need to develop these guys by having them try. You know, we talk a lot about losing players, and I think that's a misnomer too. I think the best way to develop players is when they have guys who are elite talent next to them, showing them the way. But if this is how he has to do it based on who he's got and what he's teaching, I understand why he's still doing that.
I think the bigger thing is when AK made those trades and those guys got to the roster, on a tanking team, you would have seen guys get released. You would have seen buyouts. You've seen all kinds of things. You didn't see any of that. And that let me know that the Bulls were still going to try to fill up the United Center and develop guys and also put an interesting product on the floor and make an attempt at a play-in. And we'll see what happens. And well, Billy Donovan said, I'll show you what's about to happen. And that's been all good for Coby White and company, not great for those who have a dream of a tank.
Well, and 708 here on the text line says it the best. Billy is a really good coach, and the Bulls have some good players. But where and when do they get their superstar player?
I think that comes via trade. It has to. And that's why I say I'm okay with the framework of what the Bulls are doing. I just am unsure if Arturis Karnišovas can pull it off and have the right guys ready to go and pick the right guy he thinks is a superstar, a la Sam Hinkie in Houston when they got James Harden.
Right.
A la the OK City Thunder when they got SGA in the Paul George trade and then he became Shea Gilgeous-Alexander.
Yeah, and I think it was Daryl Morey and Sam Hinkie at the time, and now Morey's in Philly.
And you see what they're doing.
Harder tank. You never question what the Sixers are doing or a Daryl Morey man team when it comes to trying to get assets. So that's why this is so confounding to me, is when you know that the G's in the league, the ones who have gotten proven rebuilding teams, and Sam Presti or a guy like Daryl Morey, or when you see how other teams are amassing these assets and these draft picks, it does contradict what the Bulls are doing in a different way.
6-3 on the text line. Interesting here. Missing the playoffs to hope for luck is not a plan. If that was their plan, they should be fired.
I mean, I don't...
I would argue you could have made the roster worse. Those guys could still develop. They would miss the playoffs, not to just hope for luck, but also because their roster wasn't good enough, and you're still developing those players. You're just not winning as many games.
Well, and don't forget that they have extended players where you could argue there's a roster spot. Like, when your four is Patrick Williams. You know, when you decide willingly you want to extend Lonzo Ball, who, by the way, the update on him is not this week for a comeback and a return from injury.
But the bigger point is Lonzo Ball fits what they're trying to do. They are trying to run and gun and run and gun tomorrow. And we're seeing it, right? But without Lonzo Ball, he would fit perfectly with what the Bulls are doing right now.
He would. And unfortunately, Lonzo Ball was fitting perfectly in with the original plan they had. But as we know, he got injured. His comeback is still amazing, though, and still one of my favorite stories of the year. There's no question to that whatsoever.